ತಮಯ ರಾಮಭದ್ರಾಯ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ವೇದಸೆ ರಘುನಾಥಾಯ ನಾಥಾಯ ಸೀತಾಯ ಪತಿ ನಮಃ. ಯುದ್ಧಕಾಂಡ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ನಂಬರ್ 124. ವಿಭೀಷಣ ಎಂಟರ್ಟೈನ್ಸ್ ರಾಮ. Rama abode there that night with his armies. Next morning, Vibhishana touched his feet and spoke with folded palms. Victory be ever thine, O Lord. I have arranged everything necessary to give a humble welcome to my friends, the monkeys and the bears, to Lakshmana and thyself too, clear crystal waters to bathe in, scents, perfumes, garlands and chaplets, clothes and ornaments, powders and pastes await your convenience. These lovely ladies are experts in the art of decoration. They await your pleasure in the matter of the baths, dress and ornaments. I pray accept these marks of love, service and devotion from me and bless me out of your supreme grace. And to him replied Raghunatha, Vibhishana, I believe that Sugriva and his heroic followers deserve these honors better. Bharata is eating his heart out to meet me. The soul of virtue, supremely worthy of enjoying comfort and peace, brought up in the lap of luxury, yet mighty of arms and ever wedded to truth, has vowed to me, if I do not see you here back again at the end of twice 7 years, I will enter the fire and pass to the other world. And his words are never in vain. He has taken upon himself to observe a very stern vow only to see me back. What have I to do with baths or ornaments when that virtuous soul knows them not? Should I bring grief and sorrow to his heart even as Kaikeyi did? He rules over his people most righteously in the absence of King Dasharatha and myself. Banished from my presence for no fault of his, he subjects himself to hard and cruel penances only to see me back again. Is it meet that I should break my promise to him? I take my road to Ayodhya and will reach it soon through this route. Behold, it is far from here and I have no call to delay. Then Vibhishana humbly submitted, you need not waste a thought upon this. I can take you over there in a day. The son of a king and a king yourself by right, you should enter Ayodhya with due honors, splendor and dignity. Ravana defeated Kubera in battle and took from him the car Pushpaka. It is radiant as the sun. It can course anywhere at will. It has room enough for any number of travelers. I have to send it back to Kubera now that Ravana is dead. But I have not handed it over to Kubera when he came here with the gods. In it, you can go back to Ayodhya as soon as you wish. Like the cloud sped by the storm, it flies with incredible swiftness. So you may rest in peace about the return to Ayodhya. Even though you would not have a bath here, I pray grace my humble abode with your lordly presence for at least 2 or 3 days. If it is in your heart to bless me, if you have discovered any good trait in me, if it is true that I bask in the radiance of your affection, then thyself, Lakshmana and Sita should stay with me for a while. My heart yearns to entertain to the utmost of my humble ability thyself, thy retinue and thy armies. No preparations are necessary. I have all things ready to the last detail. Accept my humble service and make me happy by enabling me to realize my life's ambition. Please grant my heart's wishes and then you are free to go back to Ayodhya. Do not take it then that I bother you in this way. I place my utter faith in the thought that my word will find favor in your eyes. You have already extended your love and affection to me, and my own devotion and gratitude to you embolden me to take this liberty with you. For am I not your humble servant? Then Ramachandra made gracious reply to Vibhishana in the presence of the Rakshasas and the monkeys. Child, I take it that you have honored me enough by your priceless aid, your valor in battle and your matchless devotion. Far be it from my thoughts that I should not grant you your wishes, but my heart is eager to meet my dear brother Bharata without any delay. He put away the kingdom placed in his hands by my father, and he sought me out at Chitrakuta and bowed at my feet, entreating me to rule over the kingdom. He tries his very best to make me return to Ayodhya, but I could not act as he wished. Him I must see at once. I must lay my head at the feet of the queens Kaushalya, Sumitra and Kaikeyi. I must meet my elders, my friends and kinsmen, their wives and children. Please, therefore, bring out the car Pushpaka. Now that I have completed my work here, I would linger no more. Delay would mean the passing of my dear Bharata through fire to the world's high. I am mightily honored by the sentiments you have expressed and by your placing the car Pushpaka at my disposal. So, I take leave of you. Let not your heart grieve that I could not fulfill your wishes. Then Vibhishna brought out the car Pushpaka. It was wonderfully decked in gold. Platforms and halls inlaid with gems were found all over. It blazed in radiance and was splendidly decorated with snow-white banners and flags, golden lotuses and lofty stories. It wafted sweet music from the strings of bells on all sides and the large bells at corners. Garlands and chaplets and festoons graced it everywhere, worked with pearls and gems and attached to large windows. Lofty as the mountain Meru and spacious, it had many a curiously devised habitation, floors inlaid with gold, silver and crystal, priceless carpets and rugs over the countless seats and lounges, made one believe that he beheld in one spot the most valuable collection of the treasures of the three worlds. Nothing could stay its course, for it was swift as thought. And Vibhishna brought out this heavenly car and appraised Rama thereof. Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunapte Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.